Good afternoon. Hello, Jeff. I'm sorry I got to you so late. We'll have to do this relatively quickly, but I've got to say, there's probably not that much to announce, is there, with the launch from Apple over the last 24 hours?
Look, was it worth waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning? I'm not sure. We had a new iPhone announced, as we expected, a new Apple Watch, in fact, two new Apple Watches, and new AirPods. But I think the biggest thing that we're paying attention to is the safety features that have come out, not so much other innovations. It seems to be all about safety this year.
So tell us some of the safety features. I know I read something today in reference to there are now safety features. Am I right in saying there's now safety features in both the watch and the phone?
Correct. So they've added crash detection to the phone as well as the watch, which means that if it feels or thinks that you've had a car accident, it will prompt you whether you're okay, in the same way that fall detection works on the Apple Watch. And if you do not respond, then it will open up an emergency call automatically and send your location. But they've also added another feature to the new iPhone called Emergency SOS via satellite. And that means that if you're hiking or somewhere where there's no mobile reception and you need assistance, you can use this Emergency SOS feature to effectively text and send your location to first responders and tell them your situation, whether you've got any injuries, where you've got supplies and things like that. So that's a bit of a game changer, I think.
But it's only available in the United States and Canada at the moment.
At the moment, absolutely. It's only available for the US and Canada. And it's interesting, they said, and it's free for the first 2 years, which makes me think that they're going to charge for a feature that I think should actually be free.
So any talk of it coming to Australia, or is it just not a possible situation here in Australia?
I would anticipate it does come to Australia, and there was another feature they announced, which is actually the removal of the SIM card tray as well. So they're taking that out for US models of the iPhone, and I expect next year the new iPhones, or maybe call it the 15, will not have a SIM card slot. So I think the US will get things first. We tend to get them a year after.
So just wrapping up on the phones, there's different versions. They're smaller, but not too small. Then there's the big, Max Pro or whatever they call it. But apart from those safety features, there's really nothing else to talk about apart from a prettier screen and a better camera. Is that right?
Completely spot on. In fact, when they revealed the iPhone 14, I thought they were still talking about last year's model as a recap, because it looks identical.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. There we go. Let's talk about the watches, because there's different versions of the Apple Watch now, because I'm surprised the number of people now that are actually, used to poo-poo the Apple Watch, but now they've gone across to the dark side, and I see them actually owning an Apple Watch.
Yeah, look, I mean, it continues to evolve, and I think they've announced a Series 8 Apple Watch, which is just, again, a slight improvement on the last year's model. But the big one that everyone's going to talk about is now that, I guess, their larger Apple Watch at 49 millimeters. It's called the Apple Watch Ultra, and this is for those who go on adventures, those who are serious about their fitness. It's really competing with the likes of Garmin and those real advanced activity watches. So this one has a depth gauge for scuba diving. It's got pro running features. It's even got an action button on the side, and it's a larger dimensions as well. So 60 hours battery life. This is a workhorse type Apple Watch, not for someone to just wear it for email notifications.
What does the action button do on the side?
It helps you trigger things without touching the screen. So if you're wearing gloves or you're scuba diving, it's to use actions within an app, and whether it's to check your location or even to add a waypoint. As you've been running, you can do that as well.
The Apple Watch now tells a woman when she's ovulating, is that right?
Yes, it does. It uses temperature sensors to understand a woman's cycles and things like that. I don't want to even claim to know what I'm talking about in this instance, but yes, it will help you get pregnant.
An Apple Watch will help you get pregnant. You just need an Apple Watch and a bloke. Come to think of it, you don't even need a bloke these days. Just a test tube. Okay, so we've talked about the watches. We've talked about the phones. What was the third product? It's a new version of the AirPods. That's it.
So a new AirPods Pro. They've just improved things. So improved battery life. The case of the Apple AirPods now also has a speaker to make it easier to find when you misplace your AirPods.
Right.
But it still looks exactly the same. So if you have an existing pair of Apple AirPods Pro, do not upgrade. But if you need a pair of AirPods Pro, then wait at least one more week for this one to come out.
So would you change your Model 13 phone and go and buy a 14, or would you suggest, no, it's just not worth it?
No, it's not. So if you're an iPhone 10, this is the phone to upgrade to.
Right.
If you've got an 11, the 11 actually still looks identical to the new 14 as well. So unless you have a real need, I wouldn't upgrade unless you're on an iPhone 10.
Because, geez, they're not cheap, are they?
They are not cheap. I mean, they start at $1,399, and I upspec the most expensive one and almost hit $3,000. So it can get expensive, but they've also got, you know, older models that they're still selling. The iPhone 13 has been reduced by $100. So if you want to save some money, you can just get last year's model.
Okay, that's it. That's the wrap. Maybe next time you can sleep in and just watch the rerun, hey?
I think that's a good idea going forward.
All right, mate. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.